swine flu could have a severe impact on countless mission trips. An outreach team to Zimbabwe refuses to give up despite government uncertainty, and a ministry is celebrating its silver anniversary. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mexican authorities say the number of confirmed swine flu infections has climbed to 91, but there are more than 2,000 unconfirmed cases. The World Health Organization indicates a pandemic is imminent, but not inevitable. Youth for Christ has plans to send more than 100 people to Mexico on short-term mission teams, says Jerry Johnson.
We've been talking to Youth for Christ Mexico very closely, as well as our hosts along the border, and they're watching it as well. We're really right now in a wait-and-see mode as far as what this is actually going to do to our trips.
Mexico's been one of the most popular destinations for U.S.-sent mission groups. The flu and drug violence may be changing that. While canceling the trip may be a reality, Johnson says,
there are a lot of young people who are standing up and filling the gap. They've got many volunteers, youth and young adults, who are standing up and filling in where our team may have met that need.
Pray the church will reach out during this time of uncertainty. Next, a shaky coalition government in Zimbabwe could jeopardize its recovery. Before donors will help, they want to see serious political and economic reforms. But some things can't wait. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says the situation's improved enough to take a team of 10 in later this month.
We have really an open door with connections in the government, and they will be able to make great inroads into places where there are vulnerable people.
The team's initiating new outreach in some of these rural areas.
They will participate in distributing water filters and food, as well as proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
They're also laying the groundwork for more ministry.
We are delivering a 35-foot self-contained mobile medical clinic that will have medical personnel working on the ground. They will be able to reach out with medical care to those who are suffering still from cholera and malaria.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Chinese Pastor Liu Yuanqui was recently released from prison. According to a China Aid News release, Pastor Liu was arrested on May 17th of last year. At his trial in December, there wasn't enough evidence to convict him, but he remained in custody. He's now finally been released, but two other believers remain in prison for their faith. Pray that the men would be released and that Christians would be able to freely share their faith. Meanwhile, India Partners' Brent Hample has seen evangelism and discipleship come a long way in India in a quarter century.
Our whole model from the start of India Partners was that our brothers and sisters in India are created in the image of God, and that they just need to be inspired and encouraged.
The ministry marks its 25th anniversary this month and looks forward to more lives changed.
We have sent many teams to India, volunteers. We've helped the persecuted churches in Orissa, help malnourished children. I've seen lepers ministered to, widows getting clothing and food. And overall, I've seen hundreds of thousands of people learning who Jesus is.
Although persecution has increased, so has ministry. Hample says they walked a long road with the help of 7 partners. They're looking for your help.
We just want to communicate the needs of the church in India to the church in the U.S. and other countries so they can get involved.
And the Florida Baptist Children's Home has been helping orphans for more than 100 years with 13 locations in the United States. The home's services span many parts of family services. FBCH, which served 5,100 children and families last year, is expanding its scope internationally with the help of Orphan Outreach. This new cooperation effectively brings together two organizations with a shared purpose: care for the world's hurting children in the name of Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Evangelist Sammy Tippett sees America at a crossroads. It can continue down the road to ruin or spiritual revival and moral renewal. He outlines this in his book called The Choice. You can request your free copy of The Choice by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.